Okay, we're picking up on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the very last lines. So we're Tanur Rabbanan with Machlokas Bishamay Bishil over here. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara, if you have a Machlokas and a Braisa, Ein Ofen Pas Ave BePesach. So someone is not allowed to bake a thick loaf on Pesach. Divrei Beit Shammai, these are the halacha of Beit Shammai. Ubeis Hillel, Matir, and Beis Himmel are going to say that it's mutter. The Gemara is assuming at this point that Beit Shammai's objection of a thick loaf is because it's difficult, that's not going to become chametz. Specifically a din of Pesach, that a thick loaf is going to bake more slowly than a thin loaf, therefore it's going to become chametz quick, and it's going to be a problem. And however, Beis Hillel is not choshish for that. Vekama pas ava, and how thick of the loaf can the loaf be according to Beis Hillel? If they disagree, there has to be some limit lechora, because otherwise if you make it mamish really thick, it's not going to finish baking and it's going to become chametz. So what is the limit? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, tefach, you have up to one tefach, shakir matzina belechem apanim, tefach, because we see by lechem apanim, we know that lechem apanim, there were the 12 bread placed on the shulchan, and they were not allowed to become chametz as well. The Gemara Menachos learned this out, that's the case. I think, I'm sorry, that's a Beferish Pasuk, but Lamaisa, the Gemara learns out that why lechem apanim, it implies that it's going to be a tefach. That's what the Gemara in Sukkah learns out, that it specifically has the size of a tefach. The Gemara learns out the reason for that. Okay, but Lamaisa, we see that lechem apanim is a tefach, so too when it comes to Pesach, you can have matzah as thick as a tefach. So the Gemara says, is it really true? The maskev of Yosef. Yosef has a few questions on this. Im Amru is reason. If that's going to be the halacha with regards, as we've seen this already, on Lamed Vav, that when it comes to Kohanim's reason, we're going to be more mekel, we're not afraid it's going to become chametz. Yomer B'shinam's reason, when it says halacha by regards to matzah, we're going to let people have make it up to a tefach thick where people aren't as careful. That's done by the Kohanim as opposed to matzah. We said it's done by everybody. We can't give that blanket heter that we have by kachim, by the lechem upon him. So now the Gemara continues. Also, not only that, Rabbi Yosef has a few questions. I'm going to pass amela. Going to talk about pas amela. Pas amela. Rashi describes is that the Mishnah in Menachos tells us that Menachos need shlosh me'os she'ifa 300 times. You rub it and chamesh me'os be'ita, and pounding it 500 different times, which apparently would also make it less likely to become chametz. So therefore, that is another reason. So that's another reason that we should assume that there should be a chilek between matzah and lechem apanim. Yor pasha ein amel, again, with regards to matzah, which is not literally done well worked, that is not going to be a different, same halacha. Im amr ve'etzim vish, not only that, lechem apanim, which are baked with specifically very dry wood, that had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, was prepared during the Beis HaMikdash during the dry season. That's one of the things of Tu B'Av. Why was Tu B'Av a very special day? Because that's the day they finished doing a mitzvah. That's actually the Ramah quotes. That's the source for Asiyah Masachta. When you finish a mitzvah, when you finish an Inyan, there's a reason to make a simcha out of that. So that's a Eitzim Yavashim. Specifically, it's very dry wood. Yomar Be'Eitzim Lachem. We don't have this halacha by matzah. You could bake with moist wood, which may be, again, more likely to lead it to become chametz. So the Gemara continues. Imam B'Tanur Cham, not only that, with regards to Lechem Panim, was done in a very hot oven. The oven in the Beis HaMikdash, which would use the lechem panim that were baked, it would make it different, all these menachos every day, so it's very, very hot, so it's making it more likely that, again, it would cook better, bake better rather, and therefore not become chametz. Yom B'tarnat Tzonos, and you're gonna have a matzah which is baked in a, again, relatively, obviously it was hot also, but it's gonna be cooler than the oven, it's gonna be colder than the oven in the Beis HaMikdash. Yom B'tarnat Shamatechas, not only that, the lechem panim was done specifically in a metal oven, that's how the material that was used. Yom B'tarnat Shacharis, whereas over here there is no such requirement. You're going to use it with an earthenware oven, which again, all these proofs show that that the lechem apanim should not be the halacha with regards to matzah, and matzah should be a different halacha, maybe more machmir. And therefore, the Gemara concedes that that's actually correct, and therefore explains the braisa differently. We're b'chal not talking about the halacha of a tefach over here. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Yirmiyah bar Abba, she'alti es Rabbi Yibiyichud." I asked my Rebbe, I asked him my teacher, some say explicitly, some say privately, what does this mean? Biyichud umanu Rav, and who is Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba's teacher? That was Rav. Ikadam, another version of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar said the name of Rav. She'alti es Rabbi. Rabbi Yichud, and who is Rav's Rebbe? We know that's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the author of the Mishnayos, that is Rav's Rebbe, that's the other event. So what was the question? My Pas Ava, so the one is the meaning of a thick loaf, but completely we changed the halacha over here, is not the halacha with regards to what's going on in the maximum shear for Pesach, but a different halacha over here. What's pas aves? Thick loaf is pas meruba, using many loaves together. That the brace has nothing to do with the halachas of chametz, rather it's just a halacha of yamtiv. Beis Hillel is saying that it's mutter to put more bread than one needs, because at the end of the day, it will increase the quality of, apparently when you put a lot of bread together, it makes them better, and therefore it's increasing the quality, Rabbi Yashar points out, and therefore it's a tzorach yamtiv for the pas that you need, even though you're not going to eat all. Let's say you're making eight loaves. You're never going to eat eight loaves. You're eating 2 8 loaves right now. You're not allowed to bake things that's not necessary for yomtiv. That's a tircha yaseira. That's a shayla. If it's the reisa or banan lamaisa, you're not allowed to do that though. So then, why is it okay over here? Because this is actually increasing the few that you are going to use. Let's say you're planning on using two loaves or three loaves. Let's say today. So you're planning on using three loaves. And you're going to bake five because the oven itself gets better. So that makes all the actual three loaves that you wanted better, and therefore that's not considered a problem according to Beis Hillel. Whereas Beis Shammai does think that it is a problem. So what comes out over here is we don't necessarily have a shear for how thick the matzah is. We know that the Rosh Shlomo Zalman is very makbid about this, that the Ashkenazim have the minhag that we do it paper thin. We do it extremely thin. That's the minhag that we've always had. Lamaisa, it seems to be that the Sephardic minhag on this is more correct in the terms of practice of what happened, because you have to be able to fold over the matzah, because the Gemara says that, it quotes the in the Haggadah, we say that Hillel, what would he do? He would do a kricha, and he would make the matzah together, and he would eat it like a little shawarma, right? So he would fold it over. Ours don't fold. Ours break. So in a chanami, the Sephardic ways, but that's our minug. So we're very makbir about that minug, and the person shouldn't necessarily change that minug. Those who say maybe it's okay to change the minug, l'chora, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said there's no room whatsoever to be makel on that minug of the Ashkenazim. We are machmir to make the matzah extremely thin because of the fact that that's our minug. Okay, but again, it's not dina de gemara, that's for sure. So if a person has a health issue or something like that, for other reason, he's a Sephardi matzah, then everyone should ask the Rav what to do in that circumstance. Now the gemara continues. So the gemara says, v'amai karle pas ava. So why does the Brisa call it a thick loaf if it has nothing to do with the lechas of a lot of loaves? It's mishum denefisha belisha, because it is large, it's thick during the kneading, because you're using a lot of dough to make into many different challahs, so therefore many different doughs, which again, it's not halacha b'chlal in Pesach. Apparently, this Tana where he was speaking, that's how they called it. They would call many loaves. That's what they called them. But Pasava, again, people have different lingo and different lashonas in different places. So that's what this Tana called the thick loaf, even though halachic is under with a thick, but it means many. That's how this Tana defined it. So the Gemara says, my Tima. So what's the reason Beit Shammai is going to say that? So this is getting into the issue. You're making an exertion that's not necessarily on Yomtiv, then my area of a Pesach, avil miyomtiv nami. So Gemara says, wait a second, this has nothing to do with Hilchas Pesach anymore. This is a Yomtiv Shaila. You're not allowed to break more bread than you need. And that's the Shita Beit Shammai, and it would apply for all Yomim Tovim. So Gemara says, yeah, that's right. In a Chanami, that's true. That actually is going to be the case. Beit Shammai says it's going to apply to all Yomim Tovim. It happened to be that this Tana was learning this halacha with regards to Pesach. That's when this Shaila came up, and he explained what the Shaila has relevance to. What is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel dealing with? That's what they were dealing with the halacha of Pesach. But in a Chanami, it would be the same halacha with regards to Ami Yarantum as well. Beis Shammai would say that it's usher, and Beis Hillel would permit it because it increases the actual quality of the challahs that you plan on eating. And now the Gemara says that this is actually a proof that this is correct. Tanin Amahach, we have a bracelet which says explicitly, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Ofen Pas Ava Beyomtov. Beis Shammai say one may not bake a thick loaf on Yantov. Beis Hillel Matir and Beis Hillel permit it. Since no mention of Pesach is made in the bracelet, it's clear that the machlokes is regard to all Yamim Tovim, not necessarily Pesach, not halacha, it has to do with chametz. Okay. So now the Gemara continues different types of Masir Yotze with Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in the Brisa Yotzin that the person can be a fulfilled obligation of matzah, but pas nekiya specifically with white bread, uvehadra, and also coarse bread, uvehsrikin amatriam. And this srikin amatriam, what exactly is this? So that's apparently it's a type of matzah that would have decorative shapes on it, that would they would have it on yomtiv. But Pesach, you're going to be yotze, you're going to be yotze with these matzahs. Alpha pishamra inos and srikin amatriam Pesach. However, they say you're not supposed to make srikin amatriam on Pesach because of the fact that we're afraid that people are going to lead them to become chametz. So Amrabuda Davarzel shall bite this benzon and chachamim ben bite this ben ask the chachamim why nein osin srikin amatriam on Pesach. Amrulav neisha isha show ala machmata, because she's going to make a nice decoration. So she's going to make a nice decoration and it's going to lead it to become chametz. So that's the issue with them. But making the design, we see inherently there's nothing wrong with making the design. That's the shaila someone wanted to ask on the Ramah. The Ramah writes that a person is not allowed to break a cake that has letters on it, because that's still mochek. That's the shaila in the based on the Gemara over here, where you're allowed to make different type of shapes and different type of things and designs onto a matzah. Had it not been for the issue of chametz, it would be perfectly fine. And if it's according to the Ramah, so then why is that why is that mutter? Okay, and the Gemara seems to have no problem with mochek. It's just an issue of chametz over here, and it should be fine. So some explain that Chazon Ish wants to explain this Gemara based on the Magen Avraham there. The Magen Avraham says that Dafka, when is the case of the Ramah? Asur, when it is a davar acher that you're using. However, when you use the ksiva is part of the uga itself. It's not a separate layer. Like you have different cakes that they'll make a happy birthday cake, they'll put on top of the cake. That's where, says the Magen Avraham, that's an issue. However, if it's etched into the cake, the tzura is etched into the cake, then that is not a problem. That's one thing, and just the derech achila, that's going to be okay. And the Rav Chazon Ish thinks that that's clear based on our Gemara that that would be the case, because otherwise, how is the Ramah going to explain it? The Ramah Lachor would agree to this halacha. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to explain. And just so Rav Yashav also pointed out that this actually should have been the din because of Zeh Keli Van Vehu. Had it not been for this issue of chametz to make a nice matzah with shapes and cool things, that's part of Zeh Keli Van Vehu, making it nice. And he says the same thing with regards to challah, to have nice challah that tastes delicious is a kiyum of Zeh Keli Van Vehu, of doing heder mitzvah. Very interesting halacha that comes out of this braisa. Again, either way, so the Gemara says, because again, the reason that it's usher to make these with shapes, though, on Yontif, is because we're afraid that you're going to lead it to become chametz by making the shapes. You're going to take too long to prepare it. Amar lahem. So then he said back to them, Efshar shiaset betfus, but let's a person use a stamp. If you use it in a type of stamp, v'ik bena kevan, and if you imprint it together, and then in one case, we're not afraid it's going to become chametz. Amrulo, the chamer responded to him, yomer kol asrikin asurin, asrikin baitus baturin. They said that you're going to make that all shapes are going to be asur, while these stamp ones are going to be okay. What's going to be the problem? Is people, most people don't have a type of stamp, and then people are going to see that you're using this type of stamp. They're going to think, oh, I have a decorative thing I want to decorate my matzah with as well. And they're not going to realize that you had specifically the stamp, which makes it less likely to become chametz, and they're going to use the regular things, and therefore we assert all across the board. That is what the braisa tells us. And the Gemara continues now. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, pamachas nichnasti achar abba lebeis Rabbi Gamliel. One time I went to my father, to the house of Rabbi Gamliel. We have the fun of shrikin with Shema Pesach. They actually had these type of decorative matzahs on Pesach. Amarti, I said to my father, Abba, lo kach amru chachamim, but wait a second, why is he eating them? Isn't the chachamim tell us, Eino shrikin tzuyim bepesach, l'chora, this is against the din, against the braisa, which says you shouldn't do. Amarli, my father answered me, B'ni, lo kol adam amru, ela shel nachtomin amru. So in this version, he says that specifically, those of bakers are going to be problematic. Homemade ones are not going to be, those are going to be made. You may ask a professional baker, he's spending a lot of time with the decorations. We know that, right? They're very careful. You buy a cake, you have a nice decoration on it, so that these fancy cakes, they work very hard on, they're going to do meticulous and do very slowly, and it's going to become chametz. However, that of a regular guy at home, we're not afraid of that. That is what he wants to answer. Now you have a Bryce quotes an exact opposite answer, completely opposite svarah. The halacha is that baker ones, they're doing it very quickly. Only people doing it in the house who aren't as careful, that in this version, it's the exact opposite, that people who are baking it do very quickly and they're just gonna mass produce them, so they're not afraid of it becoming chametz. Whereas over here, we would normally be afraid. Now the braisa continues, Amar Biosi, Osin Srikin Kamin Rikikin. One may make a thin wafer like Srikin, Vein Osin Srikin Kamin Gluskas, but not allowed to make it with a gluska, like a type of gluska is a thick dough that rises quicker than a thin dough, because at the end of the day, that would be a problem of a type of decoration making these little holes. So why isn't our practice of putting little holes in them to make them not become, to not have chametz in them? That's under the issue. That's not considered part of decoration, obviously. We're doing that so it doesn't become chametz. That already the Bach discusses that, the Shulchan Aruch, sorry, explicitly, thinks, says it explicitly, that that would not be an issue of this Gemara over here of making a type of tzura. Okay, now the Gemaras go on to halachas of challah. And we know the halachas of challah is the dough that's supposed to be given to the Kohen, and the amount that you need is 43 kebetzim. You have 33 eggs amount. That's the amount that is going to be chayav and challah. And we know that the chayav of challah is going to apply to anything that's considered lechem. So that's a big shayla. What type of dough, what type of batter do you need? Rabbeinu Tam had a famous shita, where Brachos discussed this over there, that Rabbeinu Tam, and comes up here a little bit, but it's come up more later as well. That Rabbeinu Tam said that any halacha, that anything that is, it doesn't need to be baked, bread halachically doesn't need to be baked at all. It's made from a thick dough, blila aveh, that is going to create the chi of challah. Even if it was cooked afterwards, Rabbeinu Tam would need to take off, challah for that. So then, something like a noodles would be, according to, Bichayev and Chala, according to Rabbeinu Tam. We do not pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Some are machmer though in Eretz Yisrael. I know there's some poskim on a say that you should take off a little bit just to be yotze shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Lameisa though, the minag is not to be machmer for that. There are yichidim who are machmer for shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So that's all what is going to be the lacha of Chala, and also as nafka minas for Yehovah's brachas as well. What do you make a motzi on, etc., etc.? So now the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanan, Hasufkan, if you have like a type of sponge bread, va'dushin or honey bread, va'istrikin and a wafer type of bread, v'chalas or meseris or a loaf that the Gemara is going to define what this one is, va'maduma or a mixture of truman chulin, p'turim and achala, all these are going to be exempt from challah. So that is going to be the shaila, because they're not baked normally. The first case is not baked normally, and the other, the mixture of truma chulin, that's exempt because it is treated like truma, and therefore truma is not chayav and challah, because that's already given to the kohen, and therefore it's meduma. It's already given to the kohen in that state, and therefore you're not going to be chayav and challah. So the Gemara says, so what is my challah maseres? What is this type of bread that we're discussing over here? This challah maseres. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi is a challah shel balei batim. It's a type of bread that we had, the challah, the bread that was the shaila in the Rishonim that we had before. What exactly is this chalutin? Right, on the Lamed Vav, we discussed the different Rishonim, that whether it's cooked first, and then it's literally bread that was burnt out. It was cooked first and then baked, and that's not the normal way of making it. Therefore, it's going to be exempt from challah. That's what the Gemara discusses over here. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Amar Yesh Lakish Halalu Maisa Ilfas Hen," that these are not considered because they're considered things that are made in a frying pan, and since you're frying them rather than baking them in the oven, that's why it's pater from challah. And again, according to him, Reish Lakish is understanding that frying would only baking an oven to create a chiyuv challah, not putting it in an oven. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ma'ase Ilfas Chayav. No, even a frying pan is considered bread and going to be chayav and challah. V'alalo Shasim Mechama. These are only going to be because they're baked in the sun. That's why they're different. So Rabbi Yochanan is understanding that a frying pan would be enough to say that it's like putting in an oven and going to be chayav and challah. This machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is only going to apply where the dough was fried without a liquid, or just enough. But if it's tigun, if it's considered deep frying, that's considered cooking, and everyone would agree it's not going to be chayav and challah. And same thing with Hilchos Brachos, that it wouldn't become bread. That's why pancakes, let's say, is a big shaila. Is how much are you putting in? Are you putting it just so it doesn't burn? In which case, that's considered like Rabbi Yochanan, in which case it is chayav challah, and it would be a shaila of Brichas Hamotzi as well. Or are we going to assume that it's that you're putting enough oil that it's bichlal, not a shaila at all? You're putting enough oil to that it's mezonos. It's never going to become a motzi because it's not bread. You put enough oil, that's tigun already. That's the big shiloh with regards to different things that we fry, as opposed to baking pancakes being a common example of that. Now the Gemara continues. We have a question from Reish Lakish from the Braisa of us. With the sponge bread, honey bread, and wafers, if you make them in a frying pan, they're going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. They're going to be chayav and challah. However, Chama Pturin, if the sons are exempt, the two of the Rabbi Shimon Lakish is explicitly against Rabbi Shlakish. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Amar Lacha Rabbi Shimon Lakish, what's Rabbi Shimon Lakish going to say? Acha Mayaskinan, Shir Tirach Lavasof Hidbik. Here we're dealing with a case where you first heated the frying pan surface and only afterwards you attach the dough to it. Reish Lakish would agree that in a case, that frying is in a preheated pan is like baking, and therefore you're going to be Chayav and Challah. So the Gemara has a problem with this though. If the Gemara says though, Aval Hidbik Lavasof Vertiach Mai, Achanami Pturin, according to this version of Reish Lakish, then a person who then attaches the dough to the frying pan and only afterwards he heats it, Hachanam is going to tell me that he's going to be pater from challah? That's the Tani Sefer. If that's the case, then the Braisa should stylistically have a better case of what to mention according to Reish Lakish. Asan b'chama p'turim, that the Braisa goes out with this far-fetched case of this, if you put it in the sun, then it's going to be pater from challah. Liflug v'nini medida, the Braisa should tell itself a distinction within a case of a frying pan. And that would be b'med. Remember, in what case are we going to say that it's going to be kayav and challah? Kigon shir tiach levas of hitbik, where you first heat it in a frying pan and afterwards you attach the dough to it, aval hitbik levasof vertiach pturin. But if a person attach it to the dough to a cold frying pan and then you heat it, then it'd be pater from challah. That braisa would have a way better distinction within the case of minei bay of the case of frying. So why does the braisa stylistic go to a different case of chama? That's very difficult for Reish Lakish, why this braisa would line up like that. So the Gemara in fact says chesura mechsara. That's like the most tochak answer to how to explain a braisa, but we're stuck. So therefore we say in the Chanami the braisa is missing words. V'achik tani that the braisa should be read. B'med v'amar murim. When do we say this case that if you made them like a frying pan, they're going to be chayav and challah according to Reish Lakish? Shir tiach levasof hidbik, in a case where you first heated the frying pan surface and only afterwards you attach the dough to it. Aval hidbik levasof shir tiach, but in a case where you first attach the dough to a cold frying pan and then you eat it, nasa kimin shasa b'chama. This is going to be a case where a person like bakes it in the sun. It's not true baking, a whipturin, and therefore going to be pater from challah. So the Gemara continues to have a kasha and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says tashma yotzim matzah hena. A person is going to be a different question now. A person is going to fulfill the matzah obligation with half baked matzah. You bake your matzah only halfway, it's still going to be fine. The or matzah that was made in a frying pan. So we're comparing the halachas. Matzah needs to be bread. We know lechem oni. It's still bread though. Like, it has to be poor bread, but it's still going to be lechem. And yet, a person who's going to be yotze if you make the matzah in a frying pan. We see that would not Be a problem for matzah. So the Gemara says, here too we can answer that the braisa is talking where we first heated the frying pan surface and only afterwards you attach the dough to it. In that case, Rosh Lakish would agree that it would be considered bread. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, my matzah, hey, no, that's all the big shiloh about cooking up the matzah bread. That's still considered, hamotzi still. If you fry it, to a certain level, is it going to create the lacking of tzuras hapas anymore? Okay, all different halachas come out of there. The Gemara says, my matzah, hey, no, so what is the halacha, what does it mean half-baked bread? As long as the bread could break apart without strands of dough pulling away from it. That's the gather over here. And if it's less than that, it's going to be a problem for shachshash of chametz. Rava says the same halacha is going to be the lach meitoda. We know the lach meitoda at 4 sets of 10 breads, and certain sets of these are going to be that of made of things that cannot become chametz, that have to be like matzah. So one loaf from each was given to the Kohanim, so in order for the thing to be kadosh, they have to be at the moment of sacrifice, when you're being the back of the korban, they have to be at least baked to the point where outside is going to be cooked. So we're saying that Rava is teaching us that that point is going to be the same halacha with regards to matzah over here. If it's cooked at that point, a person is going to be yotze his chiyuv of the todos. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious, the halacha should be the same. Need to be bread, so the definition of bread according to this both is going to be when it's half baked. That's enough. So the word says no. Maybe I would have thought the following. Now, just saying, I would have thought the pasuk says that you're regarding the toda, you should offer the toda from it. Echad mikol korban, one from each korban. Echad shelo yitol paros, one should not take from a bokeh loaf and give it to the kohanim. V'acha kimin keman de pirsa dami. And here, with regards to the total loaves, I would have thought that it's as if it's broken, so that only to that point where it's not going to be enough. Kamash malam. Therefore, Rava has to tell Zalacha that actually is in fact the same, and the pasuk of echad shelo yitol paros is not going to be a reason to be mechalek between the lach meitoda and the halacha of matzah. Now the Gemara continues to go back to machlokas Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Meisei, have a question of Rabbi Yochanan. This is Kashin Rabbi Yochanan from the Breisa, Me'isa. With regarding Me'isa, Me'isa is a type of bread which we burn beforehand. And you first put flour in boiling water. We're going to see this after Shechel Gemara. And Beishamai Pturim, Beishamai says it's Pater from Chala, Beisila Mechayv, and Beisila also that it is obligated in the Chala. Hechlita, Chalita is a different type of bread over here. It's also a type of burnt bread. Gemara is going to explain why is it different, how is it different. And Beishamai Mechayv, Beisila Pturim, Beishamai says it's going to be Chayv and Chala, and Beisila is going to say Pater from Chala. Ezo, Me'isa, Beisila, Chalita. What's Me'isa and what is Chalita? How are they different from each other? Me'isa kemach shalgabe magulashin. The Me'isa is flour that's poured over boiling water. Chalita magulashin shalgabe kemach, whereas Chalita is boiling water poured over flour. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shum, Aviv, Zev, Zelifter. Both of them are going to be putter. So now we have at this point, we're going to have a different version of the brisa. So the Gemara continues. The verse Amrilei, some said zev zel chay. Both are going to be chayav. Chachamim rem echad zev echasa as and beilfas pater. If you fry them in a frying pan, you're going to be pater from chala, but taner chayav, and taner is going to be chayav. So just to line up over here, we have nine. We have five different shitas over here. We have beis hillel that a meisa is bread, but not a chalita. Beis shammai says a chalita is bread and not a meisa. That's our first version. Rabbi Yossi in the first version is going to say that neither meisa nor chalita are going to be bread. Rabbi Yossi in the second version is going to be that both the meisa and a chalita are going to be bread. And then the fifth version, you have the chachamim that say it depends if the meisa or chalita was fried or baked. If not, if it's fried, it's going to not be bread. If it's baked, it's going to be bread. That is the five shittas that we have at this point. So the Gemara says v'tana kama, and according to the tana kama's view, machlokes b'shamay tisilo, what's going on? Meisa 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 chalita. What's at the end of the day is the difference between meisa and chalita? Why should there be a difference halacha l'maisa? Amar v'yudah mar Shmuel, so v'yudah shuvah v'chein. Shalom the gifts over here with Amar b'yudah or Amar b'yochanan. Of Itim Rabbi Shub and Levi, Kamachlokas Bazo, Kamachlokas Bazo. The argument with Beisham and Beis Hillel, but Me'isa is the same Machlokas regards to Chalita, Vitarva, and the Breisa should in fact be in a Kanam. We're saying Mishnah Zu, Loshan Azu. That basically we're coming to the conclusion right now that there is no difference in how the flour should be made, the Chalita and the Me'isa, and therefore the Tanakama's first statement that Beisham and Me'isa is going to be Chayav would be true by a Chalita as well. The Tanakama's second statement that Beisham said is Chayav is also going to be true of Me'isa as well. So it comes out that now there's only three Machlokas in Beis Hillel in the first version of the Tanakama. And Bishamai in the second version of the Tanakama, that would be the first way to understand it. And Rabbi Yossi would also be agreeing with them. Meis and Chalita, they're considered bread. They're going to be Chayav and Chala. That's the first version. The second version is Beis Hillel's second version of the Tanakama, and Bishamai's first version of the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi's first version, that neither Meis nor Chalita is going to be considered bread. And then with the third version of the Chachamim, say it depends if Meis is a Chalita, if it was fried or baked. If it's fried, it's not going to be bread. If it's baked, it's going to be bread. So that's what the Gemara comes out at this point. And that's how we understand the machlokas. Now the Gemara continues, katani miyat. So the Gemara continues presenting its machlokas a question of Rabbi Yochanan though. So again, this is all to prove what Rabbi Yochanan is going to be problematic. If you fry them, it could be except from chala. But tanur chayav, you bake them in oven, it's going to be chayav. So isn't this tiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan? Here we're saying that you fry it, and you're still going, and you're going to be putter from chala. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you still should be chayav in chala when you fry it. So the Gemara says, how is Rabbi Yochanan going to answer this question? Amar lechar Rabbi Yochanan, tanai is really in fact machlokas tanaim with regards to frying. In a chanami, this Tana disagrees with me, but this machlokas tanaim, I don't know like this Tana. This Tana, the Braisa tells us, yachaya mi'isa v'chaluta chay mechala, I would have thought, chalita and mi'isa are going to be chay mechala, tamalumar lechem, that it has to be bread, limiting chala to be actually real lechem. Rabbi Yudamer, in lechem ela afay betana. Rabbi Yudah says that it's only for baking oven, it's going to be considered bread, not these. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda now seemingly the exact same sheet as the Tanakama. What's the machlokas? So says Rabbi Yochanan, Elalav, Maisa Ilfas Ikunayu. The fact that you fry it is a machlokas. Tanakama, Sarah, Maisa Ilfas Chayavan. The Tanakama holds that frying it in a frying pan would still be obligated in Chayav and still could be considered bread. Rabbi Yehuda suffer, Maisa Ilfas Biturin. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that Maisa Ilfas Biturin. And therefore, the Tanakama's version is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. I hold like the Tanakama against the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And that is how I hold the Lachla Maisa, that a bread that does not necessarily need, if it's fried, it's still going to be considered, again, that was a shayla, how fried is it when it's really tikkun, when it's deep frying, everyone would agree, that's what the Shulchan Aruch points out, that everyone would agree that it would lose its status of bread. And the Gemara continues now, lo. You could, Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. Everyone's going to agree that frying pans are exempt. So then what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama? We're discussing over here where you then go back and you bake it again in an oven after you fry it. The Tanakama, so now once I rebake it, that's like baking right now. That's considered bread. Rabbi Yehuda, so you need to break it originally. If I first cook it, I've ruined the whole shame. It doesn't matter if I bake it after. And since the beginning is not baked in an oven, it's not considered bread. That's the whole shayla of the bagels. I think they deeply fry them for a moment, and then they bake them. That's why everyone assumes came out the whole what they are, the yichidim, the whole that you shouldn't. They're not considered hamotzi, but the ruba, the olam holds that bagels would fall into this category. It'd be something which you'd say hamotzi on. The market is Amar Rava says, "My tamid Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? This is in the Tochacha. The 10 women are going to bake the bread in the oven. So he has a lashon of the fact that lechem avo betanu echad kar lechem. The fact that the pasuk went out to say that you're going to bake it in the oven. That's considered bread. That's an extra riboy. That's where he learns that v'shein avo betanu in kar lechem, and that which is not make it in a single oven is not considered bread, and cooking it would not be creating bread, even if you afterwards put it in an oven. Now the Gemara continues, Yosef, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Achori, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yosef, seated behind Rabbi Zira, Yosef, Rabbi Zira, Kamei, Ula, Rabbi Zira, was seated directly before Ula, Amar, Le, Rabba, Rabbi Zira, Rabba said to Rabbi Zira, Bai, Mi, Name, Ula. Ask the following question of Ula, Heidbik, Bifni, Vahir, Tiach, Mi, Machutz, Mau. What's the halacha if the dough is attached on the inside of the frying pan and heated up from the outside of the pan? He placed the pan over the fire. What's the halacha over there? So the Gemara says, Amar, Le, Rabbi Zira responded, My, Imale. So where's our question for that? For if I'm going to say Amar Le, he's going to say to me, Hi, Niu Maisa Ilfas. This is exactly the case of a frying pan that Rish Lakish and Rio could have discussed. What's your Shaila? Amar Rav Yosef Rizera, Bamine Me'ula. No, ask the following from Ula. What about if you attach the dough inside the frying pan and you place the frying pan outside so the flame was opposite the pan? In this case, rather than frying it, the dough over the flame, you boiled it and then put it under the flame. Perhaps Rabbi Zera would agree in this case that this is considered to baking in an oven and should be chayav in chala. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yosef, my imala, di'iyam in alay. For if I'm going to ask him a question, Amar Le, rov aniyam osin ken. Most poor people do that way. In order, since it's a normal use of a frying pan, this is considered definitely in machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. Therefore, he doesn't think that it should be a shayla as well. This is still the same machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Asi discusses now the regards to what's the status of Meiser Sheni for different halachas. Amar Rav Asi, Isa shall Meiser Sheni. If you have dough made from Meiser Sheni, Ladivir Rabbi Meir Pturim and Chala. According to Meir, it's going to be exempt from Chala. Divir Chachamim Chayav Bechala. According to Chachamim, it's going to be Chayav. What's this machlokas Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? The Gemara in Kiddushin teaches us that there's a big machlokas about Meiser Sheni. When your mafresh meiser sheni, is that considered that money, is that considered mamon gavah? Is it similar to hektish? That's a meir shita, as opposed to chacham, and they say that it's mamon hedyo. So all these are going to be nafkaminas according to Rav Asi. He thinks all these are going to be nafkaminas. We're going to mention three in a moment right now. That the first one is it chayav and chala? If it's going to be considered mamon gavah, then you don't have to take off chala because it's considered mamon gavah. It's considered hektish. You don't need to take off chala for something that's chayav and hektish. Matos from meiser sheni, same thing with regards to mata made from meiser sheni. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, ain't on the miotzah. According to Rav, for sure can't be yotze Pesach. You can't be yotze. According to Rav Asi over here, that's going to be a machlokas we had before. Rav Yosef Aglili says that one cannot fulfill his obligation for a different reason because Meisir Shemotaninus. Rav Asi is now giving us apparently a different explanation for why it should be machlokas Chachamim and Rabbi Meir with regards to the fundamental nature of what is Meisir Sheni. That's what the Gemara suggests at this point. Now the Gemara continues. What about Etrog Shem Meisr Sheni? What about Esrog using it on Sukkot for Esrog of Meisr Sheni Ladiver? Rabbi Meir Ainet Chaviyomtov. Again, it's not yours. It can't be Lachem. It's Mamon Gavoa. However, Divrei Chachamim Adam Yatzir Dechavasov Pesach. Whereas according to the Chachamim, then you would fulfill your obligation because it's still Mamon Edyot at the end of the day. It's considered yours, and you're using it in Yerushalayim where you have to have it. That would be okay. That is the Shita of Rav Asi that this is all Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. Okay, but Ezra Shem, we'll pick up with the Gemara's questions. Maskil Rav Papa of Ezra Shem. Tomorrow.